第一节 Exodus chapter 2 verse 1，有一个利未家的人需要一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生了一个儿子，见她俊美就藏了她三个月。
Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth. She gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months.
后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。
But when she could not hide him no longer, she got a papyrus, a basket for him, and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。
His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.
他老的女儿来到河边洗澡。他子女们在河边行走，他看见箱子芦荻中，就打发一个婢女拿来。
Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it.
他打开箱子，看见了孩子，孩子哭了，他就可怜他说：“这是希伯来的一个孩子。”
She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him.This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said.
孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去到希伯来夫人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶这孩子，可以不可以？
Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?
法老的女儿说，可以。童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。
Yes, go, she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother.
法老的女儿就对他说，你把这孩子抱去为我奶他，我必给你工价。夫人就抱了孩子去奶他。
Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him.
孩子渐长，夫人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给他孩子起名叫摩西，意思说因我把他从水里拉上来。
When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
我们再读箴言第二十二篇。
Let us read Proverbs chapter
22. 二十二章第六节。
Verse 6.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老。他也不偏离。
Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
再读提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy,
第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
想到你心里无畏之性，这性子现在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里了，我生性也在你的心里。
I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
第三章十五节。
In chapter 3 verse 15, same book.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
再请读，诗篇一百十九篇。
Let us also turn to Psalm 119.
七十一节
，verse 71。
我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
Psalm 119:71. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
三节到四节
verse 3 and 4
到五节
and 5。
不但如此，就是患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us.
最后我们读，约翰一书第三章。
Lastly, turn to 1 John chapter 3.
第二节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。凡像他有的指望，就接近自己像他接近一样。
verse 2 John chapter 3 verse 2 Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made knownBut we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
下面
Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies this Himself just as He is pure.
好，就读到这里就可以了。
These are the verses we're going to be.
今天下午我们想交通一点这个性格的养成和它的建立。
We'd like to fellowship concerning the cultivating and the building up of our character.
我想这个性格的养成最要紧是从小的时候开始。
I believe this the matter of the character has to begin from our youth.
越小越好。
The younger the better.
虽然很多的时候我们一个小孩子啊什么都不懂。
Many times because we think little children know nothing.
但是那个时候他吸收的这个本领是最强的。
But actually, when they're young, their ability to absorb is at the greatest.
有一次，一个姊妹跟我交通一件事情很有意思。
One time, a sister had this fellowship with me.
她是一个常常学习和主交通的人。
And this is a sister who often learned the lesson of being near to the Lord.
她住很近。
She's very close to the Lord.
她说，我孩子小的时候，我都喜欢把他们抱在手里，对吧？祷告。
She said that when children are young, I like to hold them into my hand or in my bosom to pray for them.
她三个孩子。
She has three children.
最小的现在还没有上幼稚园。
The youngest one is yet to be in kindergarten.
她很喜欢抱着她祷告，亲近主和主交通。
And she loved to hold her children.To pray to the Lord.
他说有一天我抱着他的祷告，和主非常好的交通。
He said one day I was holding my child and we were praying.
满了高油
full of anointing.
我祷告了一半我就停下来了。
And halfway through my prayer I stopped.
他说妈，你再讲。
And the child turned to the mother said continue.
就是说小孩子他能聊他体会这个在主面前什么一个味道。
Because the child can sense.The feeling of before coming before the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们，他们从最小的都到至大的都必认识我。
That's why the word says from those who are young to old, they shall all know me.
所以千万不要以为小的太小，什么都不懂的。
Don't think that little children know nothing.
不要。
Don't think that way.
你要学习，就用这个最宝贵的时间。
You need to use the most precious time of our lives.
把主啊，这种不形式的。就是输送到他们的里面。
To just unconsciously, to in a very natural way absorb all of this into their lives.
我是很喜欢出埃及记第二章这段的故事。
I love the story in Exodus chapter 2.
这个家庭啊，这个里头很有很好的配搭。
This is a good coordination in the home.
米利亚大姐姐在那里做一点事。
Miriam did something great.
他们在埃及那个时候那是不得了，所有的小孩子。男孩子都不能存活
because the story behind it at that time no child should survive no male child would survive
那怎么办
why
那
what would they do
那是由这个月级别嘛他妈妈的月级别
so the mother
和安兰他们就想一个办法就把孩子啊放在一个
这个炉框里头有湿气，是有抹上，就不会透水嘛。
So the mother device
放在娱乐盒里头。
To place the child into a basket made of reeds.
所以你看这父母啊，是想尽办法怎么保护这个孩子。
You see the parents thought out all possible ways to protect the child.
感谢神
，Praise God.
神是他的主宰一切。
God is sovereign.
时间在他的手里
，time is in his hand。
环境在他的手里
，environment is also in his hand。
啊，所以正好，法老的女儿来洗澡
，and it was just perfect timing. Pharaoh's daughter came to the riverbank to bathe.
米利安站远远的站在观看
，and Miriam was looking at them from afar.
Yeah， 哎，他们这个正好，他们这个他就他们一个女孩一个框框在河里就打发。这个仆人就把他拿到河边来。
With their daughter, they also saw this basket with a child, and then they brought it to the riverbank.
把那个盖一开
，open the cover.
小孩就哭了。
They hear baby crying.
啊，平常时候我想他们不能够让人听见他的哭声的。我感谢你，就是那个时候他哭了。
But it was at that time the child cried.
哎呀，这个法老就说，哎呀，这是一个。希伯来的孩子
，and Pharaoh's daughter immediately recognized that this is a Hebrew child.
我们的米利安不早不晚就出来了
，and Miriam, being perfect timing, just appeared.
她拿了智慧
，she was very wise.
都是神的安排
，it's God's arrangement.
啊，她说我在希伯来夫人中，她说得很清楚，希伯来夫人中，当你找个奶妈来奶她怎么样
？And Miriam said to the daughter of Pharaoh, "Why don't I find among the Hebrews a Hebrew woman to nurse this child?"
那个公主说好
，Of course this was perfect。
结果他们就要他的妈妈来了
，So they found the birth mother to nurse her own child。
这个的时间很重要
，This timing was very important。
啊
，This period of
从他就是从水里拉上来，他的母子就是从水里拉上来了。
So from the moment that he was plucked out from the water，
yeah。这段时间就是用级别照顾母子的时候。
This was the period for the parents to care for the child.
让所有关于神的事，就是在这个短短的时间。
But all the things of God during this period of time,
万数的孩子的影
响was cultivated into the child.
我们绝对相信这一个根基打得非常稳固。
We do believe that this foundation was firmly established.
所以摩西尽管40年学会了埃及一切的学问
，So although in 40 years Moses was able to learn all of the things that he needed to learn in Egypt，
说话行事都有才能。
The way he speak, the way he do things，
但是主在他里面那个种子是根深蒂固。
But the seed was sown and the seed had ended.And it was planted in a deep way.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们特别做母亲的人。
So especially brothers and sisters, especially the sisters,
你们责任很大很大。
Your responsibility is tremendous.
你不要以为说，哎呀，交给学校了。
Don't think it's, you know, the school will take care of my children.
儿童聚会，通通儿童老师是照顾了。
Sunday school teacher are they're going to take care of my children?
非常非常有限。
But those are given them those work and are limited.
你不能把所有教育孩子的责任推给老师，推给儿童班的老师。
You cannot shift the burden of caring for your children to the teachers in school or even in Sunday school.
这必须父亲母亲亲自担。
This must be the responsibility of the parents.
我们也看见所有这些历史历代，无论是圣经里面所记载的，或者历史上我们所接触到的，这个。婴儿时间、小孩时间的那个教养是非常重要。
Whether through history of the scripture or through people before us, we can see that the teaching during their youth is terribly important for children.
我读过这个韦斯利·约翰的传记
，I've read the autobiography of Charles Wesley.
已经没有太深的印象了。
The impression is not so deep.
但是我都知道韦斯利一家好多小孩子。
But all I remember is in the Wesley family there are many children.
我记得不错的有12个孩子。
I believe there's 12 if I remember.
啊，但是那个母亲是不是苏珊娜？我忘了。
I think the mother is her name is Susanna.
那个妈妈是每一天都一定要。找两个孩子谈话
that the mother will have a conversation with two of her children every day
因为太多了不可能一下子都讲啊
she can't talk to
12每天找一个或者找两个跟他们谈一点
so every day she will spend time talk to at least two of her children
他们生活上的需要
the needs of their life
他们的难处
the difficulties
他们心中一个困惑的地方
and the troubles that they may have
都跟他们交通
so the mother talks to the children
所以以后他每一个孩子 都在主的面前非常蒙恩。
And later on, one by one, her children, the Wesleys, they were greatly used.
在这个时间是不能这个疏忽的。
This is a time not to be neglected.
所以我就觉得这个关于我们的性格的这一个。
So concerning the matter of the
character,
the cultivating of the, our character,
这个家庭非常重要。
Our family, our home is very important.
Yeah. 这个家庭就是一个环境，让孩子们得这个肺子上得到很正常的这个发展。
The environment that we have in our home is the environment upon which this matter of our character could be built up.
连这个家庭的空气都很要紧。
Even the air, the atmosphere in the home is very important.
保罗他也说，他说我从母腹里就被分别出来了。
Paul says that he was separated from his mother's womb.
我相信他虽然那个时候他说他有很多事情我从一个 deep person 的教会，他下面说因为那个是我不信不明白的时候而做的。
Paul said that he did many things out of ignorance by persecuting people.
但是他性格的建立在幼年的时候通通已经。
But the building up of his character was done when he was young.
当然，像圣经里面撒母耳很自然。
The scriptures remind us of the story of Samuel.
我们以前以为撒母耳都生出来了，断在哪里送到伊利那里去。
Some of us may have thought that after Samuel was weaned, he was sent to Eli's house.
事实上，他那个断奶不是说一岁两岁断奶。
But we realize that the time he was weaned was not.One year,
已经是一个孩男孩子。
He was a toddler.
Yeah. 所以你看见摩西是这样，这个撒母耳是这样。
Moses is like this, Samuel is like this.
提摩太是这样。
Timothy is the same.
我相信所有在主面前有用的人
，I do believe many people greatly used by the Lord.
经过婴孩的阶段
，the period of infancy or period of childhood,
都是非常好的照顾。
They receive great care.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们应该。从神面前接受的负担，特别做母亲的人。
But sisters, before the Lord, we need to take hold of this responsibility, particularly the mothers.
需要很多的祷告。
I mean, a lot of prayers.
所以连这个提摩太有一个非常爱主的外婆，
even,
她不是祖母，她外婆。
Even Timothy has a very devout and godly grandmother.
她有非常爱主的妈妈。
And a mother who loves the Lord.
一个是 Louis, 一个是 Eunice.
Eunice and Louis.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个孩子们这一个性格的培养，这个父母的家长责任非常的重。
So we can see that the cultivating of the character rests with the parents.
你知道吧？今天很多问题
，many problems today，
社会上的问题
，in society，
教会里的问题
，in the church。
有的时候我常常跟我姊妹讲
，I often fellowship with my wife。
我说有的问题是根本无法解决。
There are some problems that are cannot be resolved
因为这个解决的时间已经过了
，because things like the time for resolution is past。
因为你没办法再改它
，because
成型了
，the character has been formed。
所以第一段我和弟兄姊妹交通就是说，这一个养成是在家庭中。
The first point is that our character is built up in our home。
我稍微说一点自己的经历
，I can share a little bit of my own experience。
我跟我姊妹两个人啊，生长在两个完全不同的家庭。
My wife and I grew up in two different families, different style of home。
我生出来的时候，我的祖父是做大官的。
My grandfather was a
high official。我的祖父，而且他当然。家庭经济环境很好
and of course our homes we were quite prosperous
我生出来我是长孙
I was the number one grandson
所以非常的 grandmother 这个宠爱
so I was the apple of the eyes of the grandmother
所以有一段时间我就放在祖母跟前
so there was a period of timeWhere I was just to be before my grandmother.
我的祖母睡一个床。
I even shared the same bed with my grandmother.
她也不怕 wet his bed.
Her bed. She was not afraid of baby problems.
是非常危险。
This is actually quite dangerous.
我母亲后来我大了告诉我。
My mother told me later on when I became older.
她说啊，她为我受很多苦啊。
That my mother suffered greatly for me.
因为妈妈要管我。
Because the mother's mother, okay, because my mother wants to discipline me.
而我的祖母祖母要放任我。
But the grandmother lets me do whatever I want.
结果他们这个婆媳啊就起冲突。
So the mother and the daughter-in-law had great struggle. Lots of friction.
你知道吗？后来慢慢的我就养成一个 very selfish, 很自私的一个性格。
So later on I have this character of being very selfish.
还有一个性格就是任性。
There's another character that I have is I'm very stubborn.
任性。Do whatever I want to do.
Okay?He wants to do whatever he wants to do.
小孩子不懂啊。
Because as a child, I don't know.
Yeah. 所以当然我母亲看出这个危机啊。
Of course, my mother saw the danger ahead.
所以快快把我接走了。
So she plucked me out of the grandma's house.
因为那时我父母住在南京，我一个人跟 grandma 住在苏州。
At that time, my own parents lived in 南京 and I was with my grandmother in 苏州。
所以马上把我拿走了。
So I was plucked out of the grandma's home.
要不然我家里，我们一家里一共八个弟兄姐妹。
And we have eight siblings in our home.
那个时候只有六个。
At that time we only have six.
所以你跟大家弟兄姊妹在一起啊，你不能任性。
So when you're with your siblings, there's no way for you to do whatever you want.
不光你的父亲母亲要管你，你的哥哥弟弟妹妹也要管你。
Not only your parents are to discipline you, you have siblings who want to rule over you.
所以啊，甚至说孩子多。比较适合培养一个孩子的性格。
So when you have more children, it allows the children to have a better character.
所以这个时候如果不快快把我拉出来
，So if I was not plucked out in time,
那很害我一生了。
And then my whole life would be damaged.
我到现在不记得到底我在祖母手下是住了一年还是两年，我不知道。
To this day, I don't know how long I spent with my how long I was.With my grandmother, whether it's 1 year or 2 years.
但是已经有一点伤害。
But I seem to have been damaged.
我姊妹呢跟我完全相反。
And my wife is totally opposite of me.
她生在的乡村很苦的环境。
She grew up in a country, in the countryside.
她告诉我他们从前在江苏北边。
She tells me that when they were in the province Jiangsu,
饥荒。
They were suffering from famine.
啊吃什么
？What do they eat?
吃个豆饼。
They eat the bean cake 豆饼。
After the oil was taken out from the bean,
they eat the bread that was made out of the scrap of bean.
That's right. Yeah, 有的还长霉的。
And some of which has began its fermentation.
你还必须吃，你不吃你就饿死。
You have to eat that because if you don't eat of it, you will die of hunger.
从小就吃这些东西，就是不说经常吃，饥荒的时候只能吃这些东西。
So she ate those fermented bean cake growing up.
当然她也有哥哥。
She has an older brother.
有弟弟。
Younger brother.
那么后来她到了大概七岁还是九岁的时候啊，她就到了她的姑姑的家里。
It was when she was 7 or 8 years old, she went to her aunt's house.
Actually, 她是还没生以前就跟她的姑姑就跟她爸爸说好的，如果是女孩子就送给我。
Even before she was born, there was an agreement that if it turned out to be a girl, then this girl would be sent to the aunt's home.
Yeah. 结果呢，是女孩子生出来。
So now she was a girl.
正好是抗战战争的时候。
It was during the time of war.
这个不能交通，不能不行。
The transportation system was very chaotic.
所以她留在她自己的亲生父母身边。
So she ended up staying with her birth parents.
一直等到战争就。就交给了他的姑父。
And then at that point, she was transferred and trusted into the uncle and aunt's home.
他告诉我，他说地球粮食的供应是从天上来的。
The only supply for their necessity or their daily needs came from above.
就是 manna.
That was manna.
再就没有了。
Nothing else.
这个吃玛拉这件事情是神给他们很好的一个训练。
The matter of eating manna was a great training that God gave to his people.
这个玛拉不是晚上来的。
Manna did not come at night.
这个玛拉都是从早上来的。
Manna arrived in the morning.
就是这个当露水这个降下的时候、啊、
It was when the dew of the morning came
这个 manna 来了
That's when manna appeared
而且 manna 它不是说你趴在这样的地上一天你都会去捡的
And the manna does not sit around all day you allow you all kinds of time to
太阳一出来 manna 就消了
The moment the sun comes out that's the moment that manna will melt. No longer, the manna will melt
yeah.所以我觉得神很爱以色列人嘛。
I do believe that God loves the Israelites.
他就在这些这个不是很小的玛拿的降下，不是小的事情啊，就是在这样的事上，神都存心要训练他们。
And even in the matter of the supplying of the manna, God wants to train and teach His people.
训练他们，第一件事，训练他们早起。
To train His people to be early riser.
你如果不早起，对不起，今天没饭吃。
If you're not early riser.Sorry, no food today.
Yeah, 每一个人可以一个欧米尔，这个 mana 够你吃一天的。
Everyone could secure for themselves an omer of mana.
Yeah. 那么而且啊，训练他们顺服
，and to teach them to be obedient.
Yeah. 第七天不降 mana.
On the seventh day, no mana.
但是第六天要降双份的 mana.
But on the sixth day.There were a double portion of manna.
而且 manna 不可以存到第二天
And you cannot save your manna from the next meal.
到了第二天通通长虫了
Because it will be rotted. It will be rotten the next day.
不长虫 It's okay.
You can no longer eat it the next day.
所以这些都是神对他们的一个性格上的操练
But this was allA training that God gave to His people.
等到我们去读摩西五经
we read the books of Moses.
你看见
you will see there.
好多细节
there are many details.
好多事情关照他们
there are many instructions that are given to His God's people.
各种各样的应付，我们应付各种不同的环境
different environment.
啊。我有一天做到了，我就很有味道
one day I was reading through the book of Moses.
这个在出埃及记你们回去可以读出埃及记的二十二章啊有一个 instance 有一件很有意思
In Exodus chapter 22 there was an interesting event
所以说你们以色列人中要顾到你们中间的穷人
And there the instruction to Israelites is that they must care for those among them who are poor
他说你借贷给弟兄不可取利
That when you lend money to one of my people do not charge interest
他说：“如果有弟兄向你借贷，就给你一个当头，炮 ，pawn。
This is where the word pawn，
就是你如果他是放一件衣服在那里做这个当头
，that if your neighbor gave you his cloak as a pawn，
他说啊，你不可以留这个当头过夜
，that you cannot even hold this cloak overnight。
他因为晚上啊，你这个穷弟兄要睡觉。”他就这件衣服
，because this is the only covering he has for the night.
他如果晚上没有这件衣服，他怎么睡觉啊
？If he doesn't have this cloak for the night, how would he go to sleep?
当我读到这里，我觉得，哎呀，神啊，你真是顾念地上的每一个人呐、啊。
When I read about this, I realized how God takes care of every single one.
连一个穷人晚上睡觉啊，神都顾念他呀。
Even the sleep of a needy, of a poor man, God cares for.
他说，他若呼吁我，我就要听他的祷告。
It says that if he cries out to me, I will hear, and I'm compassionate.
他说，因为我耶和华是满了怜悯，有恩惠的。
That I am compassionate,
gracious.
I'm gracious.
Yeah. 我是有恩典的神。
I'm a gracious God.
啊，到了这个像利未记。
And when we go to the book of Leviticus,
十九章
chapter 19.
哎呀，那里头很多很多细节的事。
There are many many interesting things.
啊，有的是正面的
，some are on the positive side.
有的是禁止他们
，and others are God's rule and laws of to stop them from doing things.
他不许以色列纹身呢，纹身。
Oh, he did not allow them to have a tattoo on them.
啊，他不许。
That's something that's prohibited.
他这个男女穿着是不同的。
That the way that the man would dress is different than how a woman would dress.
当然，这些很多零零碎碎的。
Of course, these seem to be just some minor things.
Yeah. 还有啊，你们在田里头种田，不要割尽你们的庄稼。
That when you are ready to harvest, do not harvest everything.
要留一点。
You need to leave some, leave some in the field.
啊，不然如果没有这个路德怎么都吃的。
Otherwise, you see, Ruth would not have food to eat.
啊，那就是要留一点在地上。
Then you need to just leave some in the field.
但是如果你回家去，哎呀，我有一包忘了拿回来了。
But if you go home and you are reminded that you forgot to bring a sheep.A sheep back home.
Don't go back.
And the word says, don't go back.
不要再去拿了。
Don't worry.
就留在地方吧。
Leave it in the field.
因为还有穷人，有孤儿，有寡妇需要。
Because there are the poor, there are the widow, and there are the children.
那我不记得这段话是不是在这个利未记十九章？不过利未记十九章好多好多细节。
I don't remember whether this was specifically mentioned in Leviticus 19, but in Leviticus 19, many of these things were mentioned.
但是利未记十九章有一句话常常说，常常说。
There was a phrase that appeared in Leviticus chapter 19.
I am Jehovah.
I am Jehovah.
这句话他说了七次。
I believe this phrase appears seven times.
I am Jehovah.
I am Jehovah.
下面一个 I am Jehovah.